Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. I am this evening speaking with Dr. Charisse Bradford. She is a coach and a health professional. Thank you, Dr. Charisse, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you start off by introducing yourself to the audience and telling us a little bit about what you do and how you got into what you do for a living?
Okay. So my name is Dr. Charisse Bradford. I am a certified life coach. I also have a doctorate in counseling psychology. I have spent the last 14 years of my life working in healthcare administration. So in addition to that, I split my time between still working in healthcare administration and being a coach. I also edit a magazine for life coaches, the Life Coach Network magazine. I write for the magazine as well. And so I have articles, and how I met Kimmy originally actually was at a blogging conference, and I have a lifestyle blog for single professional women called This Single Soul. So I'm sort of a Jackie of many trades. I wouldn't say all trades, but many trades, and pretty busy.
Awesome. Awesome. So what made you get into coaching?
Coaching. I always knew that I had a passion for helping people, which is one of the reasons why I studied counseling psychology and chose to pursue a doctorate in that field. Prior to receiving my doctorate, I went to seminary and I received a Master's of Divinity degree. And my focus at that time was pastoral care and counseling. And I did have worked previously in a church as a director of pastoral care and counseling. So my passion for helping others led me to coaching, and coaching offers me a little more flexibility than being in an office and being a traditional therapist. I still have that option open if I ever choose to go that route. But coaching offers more flexibility because I can work remotely. I can work with clients in person. We can work virtually. So there's really a very free framework from which I can work with others as a coach. I enjoy doing it that way because I can set the schedule accordingly. You know, a lot of times when you're working in an office, you're bound by 9 to 5, that kind of thing. And so coaching allows me flexibility to meet my clients' needs a little better. So those are the reasons why I chose to focus more on coaching and not be a traditional therapist.
Okay.
At this time.
So as a coach and someone with a background in counseling psychology, what steps or advice would you give to someone who feels like we say with early accountability, I'm really ready to start something. I'm really ready to conquer this goal, to tackle this hurdle, to overcome this personal problem that's holding me back. What advice or steps would you suggest taking in that early stage when you say, I need a change?
So my advice would be to begin with the end in mind. I would start there. And what I mean by that is when you decide that you want a life change, or if you have a specific goal that you want to meet, begin, know where you're trying to go. So for instance, if your goal was to go on a vacation, and you know that that particular vacation is going to cost you $1,500, make your goal to earn the $1,500. So you're starting, that's going to be in the forefront of your mind. So you start there and you figure out if you put $50 a month aside, how long it's going to take you to get that goal, or if you decide you're going to work a part-time job to pay off the expense for the trip. Always start with the end in mind. Know where it is you're trying to go, and then you can figure out the best route to get there.
Okay. So with that, we know hurdles come up. So everything just doesn't go as planned. That unexpected bill comes up. that tire goes flat, that child needs something extra at school now. How do you go through the hurdles, or how do you go through the unexpected turns?
I think as adults, we by now should know and recognize that hurdles and obstacles are going to come up. And the most important thing to remember, and even I have to remind myself of this, because as you were talking, I recently had to buy a new tire. I recently had some unexpected expenses that came up. And so you have to allow yourself some flexibility in reaching your goals. I know toward the end of the year, last year, I was focused really, really hard to make certain goals happen as far as my business was concerned. And when I didn't hit each one of those goals the way I wanted to in the time frame that I had put in my mind they were going to happen, I became very burnt out. And I think more than being burnt out, I was very hard on myself because I was like, okay, this is not working out the way I wanted to. And I remember talking to my significant other about it. And he said to me, you have to be flexible. You have to allow things to happen. And just because they didn't happen when you wanted them, how you wanted them, doesn't mean that they're not going to happen. They just didn't happen right then or right now. And so we have to remember that. And so when those things happen, and just as you were saying, when I had to buy the tire, I had to buy a tire. So fortunately, the best thing about it was I had the resources available to buy the tire. When the unexpected bill came up, I had the resources to move and shift some things around to be able to make sure that that was taken care of. We have to be flexible. We have to allow ourselves grace and space for things to happen. And we have to not be defensive about those things. We have to learn to embrace them and roll with the punches and keep going. Because there's a quote, and I may not say it exactly right, but it goes something like, life is what happens when you're busy making plans. I would say allow yourself some space and some grace to deal with the distractions that come up. And then don't let them take you out of the game. Stay in the game and adjust your strategy, and you'll be able to get there.
Okay. And I think you made a great point. Like, we have to keep cognitive flexibility that sometimes things are just not happening as quickly as we may want them, or they may not look how we want them to look. What are some tips or techniques people can use to tell if they're stuck or if things are just not moving at the pace they want them to move at?
Okay, that's a good question. I think when you're stuck, there's sort of an inability to move forward. And you recognize that. You dwell on the problem. You dwell on the situation. That's where your focus and your concentration is. The setback holds you back. And it keeps you from moving forward. On the flip side of that, when those things happen, it's just like being in a boxing match.
Okay.
The fighters throw punches at each other and the person takes a punch. If they are not knocked out, they recover and they continue fighting. They stay in the fight. And so you have to figure out if you're stuck and you're not moving forward, or if you let the wind get knocked out of you a little bit, but then you come back. So it's all in how you progress after dealing with whatever it is that arises. You should always be progressing. Again, allow yourself that grace and that flexibility to know it may not be happening in my time, or it may not be happening the way I want it or how I want it, but it's still there. The goal doesn't go anywhere. It's just how we deal with it. That's the thing.
How can people get in contact with you, Dr. Charisse, to learn more about life coaching, the services that you have available, and the speaking engagements or speaking topics that you might be available?
My website is Dr. Charisse, and Charisse is spelled Sharice. So it's drcharisse.org. So they can start there. And there is a contact me page, I believe. Contact book now. There's a page there with that information on there. And I offer any client or potential client, we start off with a complimentary consultation. And so you can go to my page, you can book your complimentary consultation, and we start from there. Because just like you don't necessarily make friends with everybody, every coach is not your coach, every therapist is not your therapist. So sometimes you have to, you know, have a conversation with a person, find out if your personalities match, find out if you feel comfortable with that person, if it'll be a good fit. And so that's what the consultation process is about. And so if you go to my website, drcherise.org, you can set up a free consultation with me, and then we can work from there. I'm also on Facebook. I have a group on Facebook under the same name, Dr. Cherise. I am on Instagram and Twitter. However, on Twitter, I'm Coach Cherise number 7. But on Instagram, I'm Dr. Cherise, and also on Facebook. So you can find me there. I normally, my Instagram, I do like a lot of inspirational things. I may post some advertisements about conferences and things, places where I'll be speaking, that kind of thing. But definitely, if you're looking for a coach or somebody to talk to, I'm available. I am accepting clients, and you can book me directly through my website.
Awesome. So Dr. Cherise, what is one of the quotes that you live by? You might have many, or your daily mantra for people who just feel stuck.
I have two. One is from the Bible. That is Psalm 139, verses 14, which says, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." I think if we just begin with the framework of knowing that God made us wonderful, and fearful in that sense is, to me, empowering. So you're powerful. That's just one of my favorite scriptures. The other quote that I live by is by Ernest Holmes, who's a practitioner of science of the mind, which is a very, very, very powerful body of work that I would encourage anybody to just start reading some of his books, and they will definitely change your life. But one of the things that he mentions quite frequently is, act as though I am and I will be. Mm. That goes kind of back to what I said about begin with the end in mind. Embody and be the person that you desire to be, even if you're not there yet. And so it all starts in the mind. And I think once we come to the realization of that, that the only limitations we have in life are those that are placed on our mind. And for those people who are spiritual or religious, the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everything is about mindset. And you see people now, a lot of people are mindset coaches and intuitive coaches, because they're trying to encourage you to get your mind right, because it starts in your mind. And so it, going back to the quote, act as though I am and I will be, you have the power to decide and determine who you want to be. And then your responsibility after that is to do the things necessary to make it happen. Mm. So those would be my two quotes.
I like them. They're great. We really have to put that positive visual imagery in our heads about ourselves and what we hope to achieve, or even that we'll have success for ourselves in a variety of areas.
And not just in your head. Put it everywhere. Right. I write inspirational quotes on my calendar. I put them in my phone. I make them my screensavers, because those are reminders. Everywhere you turn, everywhere you look should be a reminder. I start the year off with the word for the year. And my word for 2018 was manifestation. And so the first thing I did was made my own image on PicArt, and with just the word manifestation on there, my favorite color. And I put it everywhere. It's the screensaver on my computer. I have it on my phone. It's on my Facebook profile. It's everywhere, because I want that reminder. Whatever I do, I want to be able to remember that I decided that this year that I wanted to manifest the life of my dreams. And so I have to do the work to make that happen. But sometimes we need reminders, because sometimes we do get discouraged. We have those hiccups that come, those bumps in the road. They can be distraction, and they can definitely sidetrack you from going after those goals. But again, you always have to remember why you started and begin with the end in mind. Know that a quote that I saw recently was that you've already survived 100% of your worst days. And so even though you may have some more bad days, all of the bad days that you've had thus far in your life, you're still here to talk about. So you survived them. That was like, wow, yeah, that's true. When I saw that, I was like, hey, yeah, that's right. So you have to keep your mind focused. And, you know, we all have battles and, you know, have up and down with moods and those types of things. But it's ultimately how you deal with them, how you choose to overcome them that makes the difference.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your expertise and the inspiration. Dr. Charisse Bradford, Dr. Charisse on most social media, Coach Charisse 7
on Twitter.
So make sure to follow, contact her if you're interested in life coaching, contact her if you're interested in have her coming to speak at an event. She is located in the Chicago area, correct?
Yes, I am, but I do travel.
But willing to travel. Yes, yes, absolutely. Yes. You just at a great hub to travel.
Very easy
to travel out of Chicago. So Dr. Charisse Bradford, thank you so much. We appreciate you for being on the Early Accountability Podcast. Until next time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.